From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The NATO-Russia Council meets. Officials from 28 NATO countries attended the meeting in Brussels along with a Russian delegation. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told reporters after the meeting that the talks were, in his words, frank, serious, and actually good. But he said NATO and Russia have profound and persistent disagreements and that Wednesday's meeting did not change that.
But we will keep channels of communication open. Especially when tensions are high, political dialogue is necessary to discuss our differences and to reduce the risk of military incidents.
Jens Stoltenberg. U.S. President Barack Obama will meet with leaders from France, Britain, Germany, and Italy next week. It's an informal meeting expected to cover such topics as Syria, Libya, and migration. The United Nations Refugee Agency says as many as 500 people, most of them migrants, may have died when an overcrowded boat capsized in the Mediterranean Sea. Edward Uranian reports.
Survivors told the UN Refugee Agency migrants were being transferred from a small boat to a larger vessel when the vessel capsized. Only a fraction of the migrants were able to swim back to the smaller boat. A merchant ship eventually rescued 41 survivors and dropped them off near the Cretan port of Kalamata. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Military spokesman Colonel Steve Warren told Pentagon reporters Russian and Iranian forces are gathering around the Syrian city of Aleppo. It says they appear to be getting ready to push to keep the government up for President Bashar al-Assad. This is VOA News.